All right, let's switch gears here a little bit. I want to talk some smaller college sports with regards to the PSAC. A lot of athletes in this area either follow the PSAC, get recruited to the PSAC, have family members or friends at your schools that have gone to PSAC schools. Joe Lodnoski, host of the Joe Lodnoski Show on the Pennsylvania Sports Network, joins me right now. Joe, how you doing today, buddy?
What's up, Corey? How are you, my man? Thanks for the invite.
What's your background with the PSAC, Joe? How long have you been involved with athletes at that level?
Probably since, as a college media person, dating back to 2001. I missed the season living out west. I've done color for Clarion University football, I guess, since, I don't know, 2007, 2006, maybe.
What is it like at that level? Because we are getting to enjoy football. We're getting to enjoy college basketball. What is it like at the PSAC level where they've had to shut things down, and those kids, you know, where are their opportunities right now?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, let me make one thing clear is they are not playing because of health. That is not why they're not playing. They're not playing because of finances. Everybody that's not playing is not playing because of finances. They do not have the dollars to test. That's what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's going to be their question, because, you know, obviously there's going to be a grace period, but this is going to, I've spoken to Jimmy Terwilliger at East Stroudsburg, Jake Nolfe at Edinburgh. I've spoken to different coaches from different sports. Their big fear is what's going to happen when this thing balances out. And, you know, we sort of had this startling revelation that, talking to Calvin Jeffries, the head coach at Gannon, the problem is going to be is that if you're 13 years old right now, this problem will impact you. And the reason I say that is you know, you take men's basketball, for instance. I believe in Division II, it's 10. That's your max cap. Very few kids in basketball have a full ride. Football, the max cap is 36, right? But in the infinite wisdom of the NCAA, nobody is going to lose a year. Well, obviously, at a natural attrition, kids are going to disappear, right? But keep in mind, we didn't have spring football. So, you know, all those kids that you know, they redshirted, now this is their time to shine. Even though they redshirted, they're still never going to play. The max is 36. And then you've got the 105 number to be compliant, and certainly with the Title IX, I don't think they're going to waive Title IX just because of a pandemic. But my point being, Corey, is what if you had 17 seniors, right? What if 15 of them are like, you know what, I'm not graduated yet, I'm coming back. How are you going to recruit?
And that's why I think this is an interesting topic for our area specifically, because we have, while we don't necessarily have a tremendous amount of Division I talent around here in various sports, we do have a lot of talent in this region that will be, you know, recruited by the PSAC schools. So how does it impact these kids? And that's exactly what you're talking about. If you've got a lot of these kids that want to stay in school, well, now that's going to take opportunities away from the kids who are in high school right now, because maybe there aren't openings with these programs.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, there's the mid-year transfer game, which is really where a lot of schools have a lot of success, where they get a mid-year guy come in. Well, they always save scholarships. Okay, well, they're saving scholarships based on people leaving. And, you know, that's the thing is that you're not going to have – and, you know, it's a league of the haves and the have-nots, right? And if the NCAA – like, for instance, if you go to Clarion University – and you get $5,000 a semester to play football, which, by the way, at Clarion University, if you're getting 10 grand a year to play football, you're a damn good football player, because they've got limited resources. They only have about 16 scholarships. Gannon is fully funded. They've got a 36 allotment. But here's the difference, Corey. If you go to Clarion University and you're getting $5,000 a semester, somebody from the athletic department is whether it's physically or virtually, whatever, but there is a check on your behalf written to the university. There's actual money within the university that exchanges hands. Now, at Gannon, Gannon's fully funded, but guess what? Gannon doesn't have any money. Seton Hill doesn't have any money. Mercyhurst doesn't have any money. They don't need any money. Because this one-time Gannon athletic director, Mark Richards, so eloquently put, you told me, you guys all think we have money. I don't have any money. I just got a really big eraser. So when Gannon offers a $5,000 scholarship, they just simply erase that off the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have any money, but they've got the ability basically to give away, where in the state system you cannot do that. You cannot eliminate that. So that's the issue. When you're not dealing in full scholarships, and what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Say, okay, well, for 1 year, you know, you can have, there's no grace period. Well, I should say for 1 year there is a grace period. Well, Clarendon University and Edinburgh University and Lock Haven and all these lower end schools, they don't have that sort of wiggle room. Now, as again, a Seton Hill, a Slippery Rock, an IUP that do have a little bit extra money, are they then going to be allowed to have 45?
Yeah. What does it do to their rosters when these kids are sticking around?
Yeah, this is the way I explain it to people. So basically, if you've got 36 scholarships and, you know, say Clarence got 13, what that really looks like on the football field is 72 half scholarships versus 26 half scholarships. Because like I said, especially in football, kids do not get much more than a half scholarship. They might get other sorts of aid, but that's the difference. Whereas, you know, Clarion can barely fill out a two deep with half football scholarships versus 72. That's the economics that a lot of these smaller schools are really, really terrified, you know, in the next 5 years. Because, again, it's not just going to all of a sudden go away. It is going to go away when everybody that experienced it has cycled through the 5 years of eligibility and potentially six, since everybody gets their year back anyway.
Yeah, that depth chart stuff. That's good stuff. Joe Lodnoski with the Pennsylvania Sports Network. All right, so I got 2 minutes left here. What's going on with basketball in the PSAC? What are we expecting to happen?
Nothing. There are schools that have opted in, but there's not going to have the resources to do it. They're not going to get to the 16th. If you want something to pay attention to with the Division IIs, Clarion, Edinburgh, Lock Haven, and Bloomsburg are members of the MAC. That is going to, in terms of wrestling, that's going to be something to keep an eye on too. This is uncharted territory. Hopefully there'll be spring sports. Hopefully. But I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see them either, because if there's no students on campuses, the fees and the overhead and whatnot. And, you know, that's the other thing, is that these lesser leagues, the Ivy League was, you know, didn't care about pulling the plug. They don't have a TV deal to bail them out. They don't have a TV deal to float the boat. So if there is a PSAC basketball season in this deal with no money coming in, it is literally a losing business proposition.
And what's sad, that's right. Look, money. Money is the reason we're seeing college football and college basketball. And money is the reason we won't see these smaller college. And look, the bottom line for me is it's taking opportunities away from young people who deserve to have those opportunities.
Well, if you have the answer to the questions, Corey, you are wasting your powers being on this radio show. You should be doing much bigger and better things, because – there are people that sit around boardroom tables on the daily in the world of higher education that just do not have an answer.
Yeah, there's just you nailed it though. There's just when you don't have TV contracts, you really don't have the resources to make all of this happen, and that is the biggest difference between the haves and the haves not have nots in college sports. Hey Joe, appreciate it, man. That's some good perspective. Thanks for joining me, buddy.
All right, Corey, be good. Thanks, man.
All right, Joe Lodnoski from Pennsylvania Sports Radio Network.